在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, using bloggers as a measure of the world's happiness. How does that add up? Just ask Chris Danforth, an applied mathematician at the University of Vermont.
A colleague of mine, Peter Dodds at the University of Vermont, we started thinking that, you know, now would be a great time to start looking at the Internet as a source of information about how people influence each other. So traditionally, it's very difficult to measure how one person influences another in a controlled environment. And so we got in touch with the folks at wefeelfine.org, which is this beautiful website put together by Jonathan Harris and Seth Kamvar, who are computer scientists and artists. And what they've been doing for the last 5 years or so is they wrote a program to crawl over all the blogs around the world that they had access to and search for sentences that have the words I feel or I am feeling in them, along with any demographic information available about the person who wrote the sentence. So typically that's age and sex and latitude and longitude. And over the last 4 years, they were able to get roughly 10 million human feelings from over 2 million individuals.
These were all English language blogs or other languages?
Yeah, that's right. These are all English language blogs.
And what did you do with that information? Why were you interested in their site?
Well, we thought it would be a great opportunity to try and develop what we're calling a hedonometer, or a real-time measure of happiness around the globe. So we took all those sentences, and we searched in those sentences for particular words that are known to be substantive. And we have emotional, happy, sad scores for roughly 1,000 words from a psychology study.
Which has a great name, the Effective Norms for English Words, a new study.
Yeah, it was great. So they took, a typical psych experiment. They took intro college freshmen in a Psych 101 class, and they showed them, some of these substantive words and asked them on a scale of 1 to 9, sad to happy, how they felt when they read that word.
Give us some of these words. I'm sure our audience would be interested to know what are the happy words in English. What are the ones that scored high?
Sure. So words like triumphant and paradise and love, those words, they scored all the way up near 9. Words like luxury, glory, those words score in the 7 to 8 range. There's some words right in the middle like street, paper, engine. Those words don't mean particularly, they don't have a...
They're neutral words.
They're fairly neutral words. So then words like disgusted and hostage and trauma, those are words that end up near the bottom, and suicide, rape, funeral. These words are very sad. And so there's a selection of 1,034 of these words that we then, every time we see one of those words in a blog, we can attach the score to it.
So you've got these 10 million sentences, all beginning with the words I feel or I am feeling, gleaned from various English language blogs worldwide. And what did you discover?
Well, we found, some things that we certainly weren't expecting. First of all, we found that happiness has been actually growing in blogs over the last 4 years at a fairly steady clip. What I would have anticipated was that it was sort of would oscillate around some average value, and there'd be happy days and sad days, but I didn't expect it to be growing. There were certain days on which happiness was spiking, and days like Valentine's Day and Christmas. Turns out that the election of Barack Obama on November 4th, 2008, that was the happiest day by a long shot that we looked at, and we have a way of measuring which words are responsible for the deviation from the typical day, and for that day it was the word proud. So there were a number of people who were saying I feel proud or something like that on that day, enough to make it the happiest day in our study. And there were some other days that were particularly sad, that were dips. So the fifth anniversary of 9/11 was a fairly big dip, and the death of Michael Jackson last month was one of the bigger dips as well.
And yet you say, so you've noted that happiness has been growing over the last 4 years, and yet we had, into the depths of a recession and a financial crisis and the wars and all, and yet even so, English language bloggers were showing themselves to be happier than from 4 years ago?
Yeah, there were dips last year, in the fall due to the economy, we think, but as a trend, it's still going up.
Next week, more with Chris Danforth from the University of Vermont. and that's Wordmaster for now. Archives are at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.